A lot of people that I've spoken to, a lot of people that I've heard from, doubt the governor's credibility in his statement. They believe this goes someplace else. It is difficult to take him at his word when so many senior individuals in his staff knew about it.
Christie under fire. That's what everybody was talking about over the weekend. Hey, everybody. How you doing, America? Tonight, Kate Delaney at the helm, as always, talking about what makes us furious in this country and what, frankly, occasionally makes us grin. I'll tell you something that I thought was great. I'm going to recommend it right off the bat. It has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with business, has nothing to do with anything other than a great movie about a real hero called Lone Survivor. Big applause to Mark Wahlberg for putting this whole thing together and the other people who were a part of this production. And I will say, I mean, it was number one at the box office. The great thing about this movie is it wasn't overdone. I mean, it really was about what happened in Afghanistan to this group of Navy SEALs. And if you don't know the story, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but Marcus Luttrell is a former SEAL who got the Navy Cross for what he did in June of 2005. He's the lone survivor with his tight buddies facing Taliban fighters during Operation Red Wings. Unfortunately, they were discovered, and everything went into a horrific nightmare after that as they were tracking down one of the Taliban, who had a hated member of the Taliban, I mean, on our hit list, who had killed way too many Marines. And I want to, like I said, give you too much more than that, other than to say it was just a terrific movie. And I think they did a good job of honoring his friends. I mean, it's unbelievable that Marcus Luttrell, survived. But the story is about the camaraderie, is about being a Navy SEAL, the whole thing, and it was so well done. So big high fives all the way around for that one. Speaking of the military, we'll bounce back to Chris Christie in a second, but Chris Christie isn't the only one on the defense. Robert Gates, the former defense secretary, in the same position, he says, "Don't ask, don't tell" is the only time Obama showed any passion at all on the military. And he also says, and his book is coming out, that the military folks weren't crazy about Obama. And he says that was the only thing that he saw that the commander-in-chief really cared about. He was in an interview that aired on Sunday, and he said he was disturbed by his absence of the passion when it came to strategy. His book, Duty, is coming out, and he certainly looks at the contrasting styles of the two presidents he served under, President George W. Bush and, of course, Obama, and he said that that was the big thing that was missing. That he wasn't, you know, he didn't seem to have any excitement for what was happening. So that was the biggest thing for him was the don't ask, don't tell. And then he also wrote that the only military thing apart from leaks, which he ever sensed any passion at all about, was the inevitable push for what was next, for reform. And he defended, though, the president by saying that the troop surge put pressure on the Afghan government and it was smart. And while he was skeptical of mission creep, that the one thing that you could take away was the surge was the smart thing to do. But he did reveal some interesting other matters when it came to the whole transition on defense, and talks about the whole thing about the war in Afghanistan and what the Obamaites in that transition, what they were thinking and how it all played out. And he did say, you know, it's sort of like a little give and take. He slammed him to the ground on a couple of things, and he kind of took it back. Like he would give him a few little accolades. He said that the president cared about the troops, but didn't give very many public speeches about what was the stakes were in Afghanistan, and didn't really show the troops he was in the fight to win it. And remember, that was whole part of his whole campaign thing. The uplifting the troops and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So anyway, Gates is out there pumping his book, and he is defending some of the things that he said, and the White House is saying that, is criticizing what Gates wrote, but good for him for doing it. He said he thought his head was going to explode if he stayed there any longer, and so he got out of that White House. Chris Christie is still in the political game. So he doesn't want to bail. He wants to be in the Oval Office. But even though he apologized and took questions for 111 minutes, it's probably not enough. You heard at the top there State Rep John Wyszynski, who talked about it, him and the constituents being skeptical, and it's hard to believe that Christie didn't know. He bounced his top aide, Bridget Kelly, from his office. But some people think that's not enough, and the media has really flipped on Christie, and he's not used to that. He's used to getting, for the most part, the love. Even if people write about him critically, they're still chummy with him, and he has it pretty easy, gets a lot of softball questions. Now the gloves are off, and they're just feasting on Chris Christie. So a lot of people in the Republican Party are coming to his aid, people like Rudy Giuliani, who's saying that Chris Christie did the right thing and it's not his fault with the closures and what happened. But his chief of staff must have been pretty abusive or drunk with power in enacting this retribution for one of the mayors in New Jersey, the mayor of Fort Lee, not endorsing him. It's so crazy, the paranoia that runs rampant in politics when Chris Christie had this in the bag. Why does he care what one mayor endorsing him or not? It wouldn't have affected it. And you go back and you look at these emails, and they're pouring through these emails, and there is a Port Authority exec, the director, who criticized the closings near the bridge serving Jersey, New Jersey, and New York, and ordered the lanes to be reopened. So that's how they got reopened in the first place, because they would have stayed closed longer. They were closed for 4 days. So how could Chris Christie not know anything about it? He says he didn't. He said he's humiliated by what a staffer did, got rid of the staffer. But this could curtail his expectations in the run-up for president in 2016. Odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad, bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
Time for a little O&E here on America Tonight. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with Dan Kish on energy policies that are killing us coming out of Washington. It's a re-rack, awesome conversation with Kish. You want to hear it if you missed it. It's why we do that. What was the best of the week? And Kish was certainly one of those. And then coming up at the tail end, as we hit that final, we're drafting down that final straightaway. We can count because it's always about the numbers, isn't it? It is. It comes back to the numbers again and again and again. Sometimes the numbers are ugly and sometimes the numbers are okay. It depends on, just like when they're spinning around in a roulette wheel, which way they fall. And we have some interesting numbers to talk about. So, Chris Christie, to finish that up, part of the O&E, got a couple of interesting emails from John, from Al, from David, from the Duke. The Duke used to email the show all the time. And all of it centers around Chris Christie. Everybody wants to talk about Chris Christie. So I know that is the buzz in the backyard because people are shaking their heads and saying, well, you know, I didn't think he was good anyway. I didn't think he'd make a good president. Or I really like Chris Christie and it's too bad. So he fired his deputy chief of staff, Bridget Kelly, for what her role was supposedly in this lane closure thing on the George Washington Bridge. And that was all captured in an email correspondence that was subpoenaed by Democrats investigating what happened there. There were email exchanges. They're the most damaging piece of the evidence so far in that whole assertion that the lane closures were politically motivated. It actually happened 3 weeks before access lanes to the bridge were closed. So there was massive traffic problems, and it's a bad thing. Yeah, this is why we'll get them back. We'll make the traffic horrific. I just don't get it. And if she really did this on her own, what was she thinking? So heading into the weekend, the New Jersey State Assembly Committee that officially investigating the bridge scandal released 2,000 pages of documents suggesting that the whole politics was behind the lanes being closed and showing top Christie aides trying to stonewall the media asking about it, because the media had been asking about it before. So there's no question that there were people that were doing that. It's more a question of what was the governor's role in it. If anything, he had no idea, or what's the true scoop there, I think. But I guarantee that we'll be talking about Chris Christie on the show a few more times before it's all said and done. We'll see where it leads. Let's put it that way. So O&E, for odds and ends, this story is shocking to me, but I had a conversation with actually my husband, who is a pilot, about this, and I didn't realize that there are flights that land in the wrong airports almost every week in the United States. But this Southwest airliner that was supposed to arrive at Branson Airport in Southwest Missouri instead landed at an airport about 7 miles north with a runway nowhere near the size that it had to be, half the size. So this was a flight that had 124 people on it and 5 crew members. It was going from Chicago's Midway to Branson and hit the wrong airport. People could smell the brakes. The landing was like uneven, but everybody was safe, and there was a drop off that it could have dropped off. It was very close to the drop off, and it didn't happen, thank goodness. But they say it's the second time in less than 2 months that a large jet landed at the wrong airport. There was a Boeing 747 that was supposed to deliver parts to McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. It landed 9 miles north at another airport, but that plane didn't have any passengers on it. This plane had a whole bunch of passengers on it. So then what happened is it landed just after 6 o'clock on Sunday. So then what happened is they had to get the people to, figure out a way to re-rack them, to take care of getting them to where they were supposed to be. So the flight, what they did was they took passengers and crew to Dallas, and it got in at 11:42. Boy, that is scary. The scary part to me is wrong airport landing, and that this happens, that this has happened many, many, many times before. And luckily they were able to not have the plane stumble off the cliff. But can you imagine if it had gone off the cliff? If I'm on that plane, I have no idea that's going on. I know I find out that the plane went to the wrong place, but then I hear the story about the cliff. Ooh, I'm a little freaked by that. This happened, too, since the last time that we met. Ariel Sharon has died, and Israelis have been lining up to pay their last respects to Sharon. Hundreds, in fact, outside Israel's parliament building on Sunday. He's the former general and, of course, prime minister. 85 years old. Died 8 years after suffering a stroke that left him in a coma. And Sharon, especially to his people, was very popular. So lots of people, not surprisingly, were there. I mean, he was iconic. He was controversial, but he was iconic. and a coma for 8 years and incapacitating him really at his peak. Joe Biden was there, former Prime Minister Tony Blair was there, a German foreign minister was there. So there were some people that showed up to pay their respects. In fact, some historians, it depends on what you read or what you believe, but some historians actually credit him with kind of flipping the tide of the Mideast War in the 70s when the Arab armies actually launched an attack on Israel on Yom Kippur. And there were a lot of casualties. If you go and look that up, he had a nickname. He's called the Bulldozer. They say he was called the Bulldozer because he could get things done. He didn't care about the critics. And he was prime minister, and he was elected prime minister in 2001. And in 2005, he was the guy who directed a unilateral withdrawal of Israeli troops and settlers from that whole controversial Gaza Strip. And with a big turnaround for somebody who was championing the Jewish settlements there. That was controversial. Very controversial. And this is crazy in odds and ends. Just quickly, this came up the other day. The idea that you have these World War II mines or bombs that are around. A bulldozer driver was actually killed and 13 other people were injured in a town on Friday after one of the bombs exploded. And I didn't realize that they were still buried all over the place. And this was near Bonn. It was a property used by a construction firm that was sorting and disposing of rubble. They don't know how long they had been buried in the ground. They're trying to figure it out. Inadvertently, had it been brought to the site? Was that what happened? They think it was buried, but they're not saying for sure. So the bulldozer driver was fatally injured because he hit it. And two people who were close suffered serious injuries. And then another 11 people who were in the area were lightly injured. But windows, roofs, doors 400 yards away were damaged in this blast. They say there's about 200 million pounds of unexploded and potentially dangerous explosives, from bombs to missiles to mustard gas, that are right there lurking beneath some people's feet. Wow. Stay with us.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Man Cow. Now heard here.
Check it out.
GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Our old pal Dan Kish is back with us from the Institute for Energy Research. He's the Senior VP of Policy, and it's perfect timing to have Dan back on to talk about some of the things that are happening this year. A whole bunch of regulations are about to kick in, and what kind of an impact are these regulations going to have on the energy industry and you? We've already talked about some of them in the first couple of days of the year. Dan, thanks for coming back on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
And, you know, I've talked about these new regulations. There's a staggering amount, 141 plus, because it's a little bit more than that, that are going to have some sort of an impact on energy. I mean, is this right from the get-go? Is this way too many, the number, and is this too much government overreach?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, honestly, I remember during the government shutdown, the Wall Street Journal compared the number of regulations that were coming out. On one particular day, there were six, despite the government shutdown, and they compared that to a number as high as 400 that particular day. These regulations are really laws, Kate, and they're written by people who aren't elected by anybody, who interpret things based upon political calls of their, you know, of the people controlling Washington, the president's executive branch. And in this particular case, what we're seeing is a huge number of new regulations consistent with what the president said, which is that I'm going to go around Congress if they won't do what I want. And so they've, for example, they came up with a regulation yesterday that in essence bans the use of coal, which has supplied up to 50% of our electricity in this country, and of which we have the largest sources in the world, in new power plants for construction. They say that you can do it if you have some particular technology which has never been proven commercially, and there'll be a big fight over that, but that's what they're doing. And this year they'll come out with a regulation affecting existing power plants that currently supply about 40%. They say we can easily replace it with other sources. Those sources and those plants are going to be mighty expensive, and they're going to make electricity prices necessarily skyrocket. So, you know, it's all part of this idea that we've got too much. We shouldn't be in control of our own thermostats. The government and big companies should do that for us because they're smarter than we are, obviously. And Washington certainly is smarter than us. So we'll tell you what kind of light bulb to use, what kind of toilet to use, what your temperature ought to be set at, how far you can drive, what means you can do. And it really is. It's getting a little scary.
Yeah, when you say it's getting a little scary, I think people don't realize you threw in the light bulb thing there at the end, and that's a great example, because with the death of the incandescent light bulb, you know, people are running to the stores that are realizing it and buying up the ones that they can, but they're not being manufactured anymore. And to add insult to injury, the fluorescent curlicue light bulbs that now you will be using in the future, theoretically, are made in China, so we're importing all of those light bulbs, and we're not even manufacturing them. So a lot of jobs were lost, more than people realize. So there's also the job loss factor too, as you mentioned with coal, and somehow that gets swept under the rug, but that's pretty important, don't you think?
I sure do. I mean, we've got the president going on TV every day talking about how we have to extend unemployment benefits for those people out of work when his policies of bankrupting the coal industry and declaring war on certain sources of energy that are that we've got in abundance are leading to people getting thrown out of work. It's like one hand doesn't know what the left hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And that's kind of par for course when you're running things as though you're in the ivory tower of an academic institution instead of the real world, where people have to make choices for themselves. They make millions of choices, billions, trillions probably, among our population daily. And instead they want to substitute. Now, I'll give you a classic example. This isn't a new regulation. It came out at the end of the year, but it's typical. We have people working in the government, if you can believe this, Kate, to come up with a regulation of the Department of Energy that will tell manufacturers of microwaves how much electricity your microwave can consume when it is off. In other words, the little clock that blinks when the power goes off and you have to restart it. They now have standards. We live in a country, in a free country, in which the government imposes standards for how much that little blinking light can consume, and it's going to increase the price of those microwaves, and people are going to have to build new facilities to do that, as opposed to you and I going out and making a decision whether we want to spend a lot or a little on a microwave.
Wow. So who benefits from this? The few companies that provide it,
yeah,
right?
The few companies that make the that already have the technology paid for and can force this in, and they probably slip a little money Washington's way in order to do this. This is the unfortunate but true aspect of increasing government power. It's what our founders warned against. It's one of the reasons why they try to build fences around our government and make us the masters of the government as opposed to the government the masters of us. And for some reason, the inmates are in charge of the asylum.
Yeah, because isn't it reverse? As you gave the great example, the idea is, listen, I'm for smaller government anyway, but I'm not saying just toss out the government completely. We talk about that on the show. But that's ridiculous, 141 regulations. But they're regulations that aren't helping consumers, aren't helping the people, as you mentioned, that the president is talking about, that he's trying to put back to work. Because what does that economically do to the middle class, to the people who, guess what, have to buy those expensive light bulbs? And all of the things that we're talking about, if we went through all the regulations, add up eventually to a whole bunch of money monthly if you were to sit down and make a budget. And I don't see what somebody's going to do other than sit in the dark, for example, and not use as much electricity. What can you do, Dan?
Well, I mean, obviously people can get educated about it, and that's why programs like your own are so important, Kate, and that people get educated about what's going on. It's not simply the light bulbs. It's not simply the microwaves. It's not simply the fact that our cars are getting more expensive because they're telling us what kind we ought to get, because eventually, you know, the people making these regulations tend to be the elite. I mean, they make their incomes. They live in urban areas where they don't need transportation as much, or they've got all kinds of subsidized opportunities to take public transportation. That doesn't exist in a huge amount of the country that they call flyover country. And they all think that people are rubes, in essence, and yet these are the people they work for, and so what we've got is slowly but surely making energy, which has never been a luxury in this country, a luxury good. It's happening in other countries in Europe as well. They've got energy poverty over there now. They've actually coined the phrase, and it's going to happen more in this country. And then what happens when it gets cold? Some of the biggest advocates of yesterday, Senator Schumer, he's never supported an energy project, to my knowledge, in his entire history in the Congress, and is opposed to drilling offshore, drilling onshore, drilling in Alaska, you name it, calls for the government to subsidize more people's energy bills because it got cold. Well, you know, at some point the government giveth and taketh away, and we are, in essence, subjects rather than citizens. And it's very bothersome across the board when these decisions are permeating everything that affects Americans, and they all have a centralized goal of making those decisions in Washington and in the state capitals when people used to make these decisions for themselves.
Yeah, and you know, the other parts, like as we talk about this, it's the buzzwords, which I'm sure you probably have a list of them in your office. It's like talking about clean energy. And what's the deal with clean energy? I mean, is that in part, I think it's almost an umbrella scam because so much money gets dumped into those programs, and then the programs don't even succeed, and that money is thrown down what I call the proverbial rat hole. So we see a lot of that, too. It's cronyism in some senses, don't you think?
Of course. I mean, anytime decisions are... Listen, if you and I make a decision... you make a good decision and I make a bad decision. People can look at our decisions and say, well, Kate made a better decision. I think I'll follow her lead. When the government makes a decision for all of us and imposes it on us, and they seem to always pick the worst, they may benefit because the person receiving the benefit of that, of their decision, may make political contributions or be their friend or help them with some other quest they're for. But in essence, it hurts all of us and we all suffer. That's why 300 plus million people making their individual decisions, the collective thought is that the wise decisions will be shown to be the right ones and the poor decisions will die of their own, die of their own accord. And that's precisely what's going on. And then listen, Kate, if you want to take the power or if you want to take the money out of government, if you want to take the crony capitalism out of this stuff, the best way to do is take the power out of Washington and out of the government, because it's that simple. It'll take on different faces depending on which party's in charge and all the rest. But ultimately, if you give more power to people in Washington who say they just want to protect you and help you and all the rest, they're in essence taking that decision making away from you and imposing their view of the world on you, and you live with the consequences. And you know the old story, you can't fight City Hall. Well, it doesn't look as though you can fight Washington very well either.
Boy, no kidding. Dan Kish, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure. Happy New Year.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
They measure success at the box office and the money that comes in. Lone Survivor, the tale of courage and honor among the Navy SEALs, the fighting men, broke out with a huge success, $38.5 million at the box office. And I've already explained this. This is a story about Marcus Luttrell and his buddies, and I think it's terrific that they're almost close to that $4 million mark. I think it really has struck a chord, and it's just out there now. It's not even in wide release yet at this point, and it is based on Luttrell and the fact that he was the lone survivor. So how about that? That's, I have to say, that is pretty impressive. Let's see what happens when it goes bigger and it goes to some of those bigger markets that it hasn't hit yet at this point. I'm not surprised, because I think that people were hungering for a story like this, and this is a true story, and it really is a story of courage. So bravo for that, and the fact that it got made, it was adapted from Luttrell's book. How about that? All right, let's move on to something else. Numbers, a whole bunch of them. Some of them, I always say this, and I said this heading into this segment, they're not always negative necessarily, but boy, it seems like a lot of them are twisted in that direction, aren't they? This West Virginia chemical spill has affected 300,000 people, shut down a whole bunch of schools, and they remain closed. There's some businesses that have had to close temporarily as a result of not being able to have fresh water because of the situation with the testing and testing and testing of the water to make sure that it's okay for use. They're still haven't, at this point, cleared it. There were a couple of tests on Sunday, and the governor feels confident that they're getting closer and closer to the end of the tunnel when they can say, okay, it's all right now, we can do it. And it hasn't happened yet. It may be another day or two. And unfortunately, the coal industry is really getting fingers pointed at them, but it wasn't the coal industry. In fact, it was a company that had to do with the chemicals related to coal mining, something that was used in coal mining. So unfortunately, the black eye is pretty costly because of the fact that so many people are looking at coal and they're looking at West Virginia, and that is the main source of income there. The numbers of people unemployed overall in West Virginia, not at that 7% that we have going on nationally. I saw a crazy photo this morning that showed a kid with a rash all over his face. And for those of you that have children, well, you know that kids can get rashes. But there's this new study out that says baby wipes might cause kids to develop red rashes and feel itchy and scaly. Wow! I mean, that's huge if they can really prove that. They're saying that they're testing kids for the allergies and for things that are coming off of the baby wipes. And specifically, one of the kids they tested, they're shown had a reaction to the chemical preservative that's found in baby wipes and some other products. And it's the initials are MI. It's called MI. And the every test they're running, it's coming back positive with it for using the wipes. So over the next 22 months of the time when they did the study, five kids showed up with the same types of rashes at the UConn Center, and they cleared up as soon as they stopped using baby wipes. So is there something, that one element, that MI that is in the wipes that is so deadly to kids with giving them rashes is scary to me, because think of how much of a role baby wipes play in people's lives, frankly.
You know, I'm actually allergic to this, and I found that out through like some wipes and some soaps and lotions that have it in it.
Oh, you did to the MI stuff.
Yeah, it's called, I can't remember the exact pronunciation of it because it's been a while since I've actually said, it's like methylezione or something like that.
Methylezione, that's
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really allergic to many things. I'm allergic to cats, and that's about it that I know of. I haven't really encountered any allergies of any other kind before. And there was a couple products I was using that it took me Googling, you know, certain things with these products and, like, people being allergic to them that I found out I'm allergic to that. And so
wow.
I have to look for that now when I buy certain things.
How frightening is that? And people not realizing it, especially baby wipes are used not just for babies. A lot of people use wipes.
Right.
And that's in it. That agent's in it.
Yeah, so I just, I mean, there's other products that are, you know, they make them hypoallergenic and other things that you just have to look for that chemical and make sure it's not in it.
All right. Thank you, Matt Johnson. So look for that chemical, because some of you out there may have the same problem. How about that? Something you're not thinking about. And for those kids to break, I mean, these rashes were terrible, because of course they were wiping them all over the place, them thinking they're helping them and not realizing that's what's going on. Hey, there was a 6.5 quake that on the registered on the Richter scale anyway, that hit off of Puerto Rico, and they're worried about tsunami, as always. There's always a tsunami warning, but this is the typical process of what you do when there's any kind of an earthquake. 6.5, not quite 7 or 8, but still reasons for concern anyway. So they issued that warning, and so far so good. It's whenever that happens, and I think, man, if you think of the, just in my head in recent times, the tsunamis, and I think, please don't let that happen, especially when you're talking about islands and what that can do, because how quickly it's like a bomb goes off when the tsunami happens. I mean, certainly the quake, it's not great either, because it depends on the buildings, frankly, and as to whether parts of them go down or what happens. But when you talk about a tsunami in any of the island places, you know, we saw Japan, we've seen Thailand, what happened there, and I hope we don't see anything happen as a result of that, although it looks like that time has passed. Once it passes, and then unless they have the giant aftershocks, then there's a sort of that window of, okay, this isn't, it's okay. I mean, it's all right, you know, we've passed, we've put out the warning, and it's actually okay now at this point. All right, another one I thought I would throw in here is the fact that, you know, they've handed out the Golden Globe Awards, Golden Globe Awards, and one of the movies that I really push that I like called the American Hustle is just cleaning up. It won two big awards for actresses, Amy Adams and Jennifer Lawrence, both winning Globes, and Leonardo DiCaprio won for The Wolf on Wall Street, and in that movie, they say the F word, it's crazy, over 500 times. 500 times in the movie. I mean, that was the easiest R they could have probably ever slapped on it. I didn't realize that. That's shocking. On a scale of what to what, is it just totally beyond acceptable, or where people are just are probably desensitized to it? Because I saw that movie, and I didn't, you know, thinking about it, I can't remember. It didn't seem to me like 500 times, but that's shocking. That's got to be some kind of record, I would think. Of course, on that awards ceremony, they made some cracks about it, saying that they had somebody that was coming to the stage that said they were the swear consultant for the movie, which I actually thought was a pretty good line, but that's terrible. I mean, terrible. 500? Was a long movie, however. 3 hours? Wow. Wow. So good job on The Hustle and 12 Years and some of the other pictures that maybe some of you will see or rent. You can always wait. Get that download. Costs you just a couple of bucks. What do we have next? It's like award season now all of a sudden. Coming up, I guess, next is the Academy Awards. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.